A healthy outside starts from the inside. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we listen in as Dr. Gus talks with us about how to strengthen your immune system. Enjoy.
What is the secret to survival today? Is it really something you can apply on your arm to make sure that your body can respond to a disease? If you pay close attention and actually look at the data collected, the ones who have a greater chance of success are the ones that have a strong immune function. We should be focusing on taking something, maybe a food or a supplement, that can make sure that our immune cells have all the tools necessary to keep us healthy. We are absolutely nothing without our immune system. Think about it. Any infection, as small as it can be, can literally kill you. Now, our immune system needs our help in order for us to stay healthy. It needs healthy food sources, it needs vitamins, minerals, and even supplements that we can take for it to use as weapons as it might need. I'm going to reveal 6 of the top foods and supplements you can take daily to make sure that your immune function keeps you healthy regardless of your health condition. Number 1, you need vitamin D. Vitamin D is the vitamin of life, and sadly enough, we don't think of it as something as that important. Vitamin D is a fat-soluble nutrient, meaning it is carried around in fat or on cholesterol. Just so you know, vitamin D enhances our pathogen-fighting effects of our monocytes or macrophages, put simply, white cells that are very important for our immune defense. Some studies show that supplementing with vitamin D may improve immune response. And there's no doubt to that. In fact, recent scientific research suggests that taking this vitamin may protect us against respiratory tract infections, if that rings a bell. Just in 2019, a review that randomized the control study of 11,000 people that were supplementing on vitamin D proved that it could decrease the risk of respiratory tract infections in people deficient on this vitamin, as well as lower the risk of other conditions. And the best part is that, believe it or not, this is probably the easiest vitamin we can get a hold of. It's very convenient to make and very easy for you to get it. The only thing you need in order to get enough vitamin D is sunlight. Believe it or not, sunlight. That's it. 15 minutes of morning sunlight or afternoon sunlight rays is enough for your body to make all the vitamin D it needs. And obviously even better if you can supplement on it or take it as a food source maybe. If you need a high quality natural formula, a non-synthetic vitamin source that comes with 250% of what you need daily of vitamin D, look for Multivitamin from Fineland and I'm Defense from Fineland at drlandivar.com. Number 2, lemon water every morning. This is something most people know about but do not practice. So citrus fruits, maybe oranges, grapefruits, lemons, are all excellent sources of vitamin C, an excellent ally to improve our immune function. Apart from improving our immune function, lemons specifically are loaded with antioxidants that can help fight off inflammation and at the same time improve and promote immunity. One of the best ways to obtain a daily dose of lemons is by drinking lemon water every morning. That's it. That's all you need. Maybe in the morning before breakfast. A review of several studies in the Annals of Nutrition and Metabolism noted that getting enough vitamin C can help reduce the duration and the severity of respiratory tract infections and any disease. Some studies even link vitamin C to the prevention of malaria, diarrhea, and even pneumonia, and can even improve the outcome of those suffering from all of these conditions and others like diabetes, heart disease, you name it. By the way, vitamin C is a powerful, very powerful antioxidant that can protect your immune cells by neutralizing free radicals and keeping the body free of infections even before it happens. If you have difficulty using citrus fruits or lemons every morning, look for a high-quality vitamin C source, something that is natural, not synthetic, something like Ultra C1000 from Fineland at drlandivar.com. This comes with acerola extracts, bioflavonoids, ingredients that can improve its effect in action. Number 3, zinc. You cannot be well defended without zinc. Impossible. This vital mineral that's naturally present in some foods and available, obviously, as a dietary supplement, is crucial for immune function. Zinc is so important that it's required for the catalytic activity of more than 100 enzyme functions in the body, including your immune system. It improves immune function, protein synthesis, wound healing, DNA synthesis, and cell division even. Very, 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 very important for body function overall. And there's a secret that I want to share with you today. And it's that if you have a cold, for example, or you get sick with a fever or diarrhea, whatever infection you might have, take a zinc supplement. Zinc is essential when it comes to normal development and function of our immune cells and any cell in the matter. This mineral is so critical that even a mild deficiency can impair that immune function and increase the risk of bacterial, viral, and parasitic infections. For example, in clinical studies, it was discovered that zinc has the power to restore our natural killer cell activity and obviously resist to infections in any part of the body. This is a very important nutrient, and you should be having at least something with zinc at home.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.